Stand and testify. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I think there was, Brother Jeff, wasn't it $219? $219 apiece. Thank you. Somebody asked me the other day about what I was getting out of the revival. I don't just accept just being happy and being glad and being an observer. That's just about all I got out of it. But I'm happy. I'm glad. I've been watching, looking, and seeing, and gaining weight. Sister Whitley came and she gave me a big old bag of jelly beans and she said, "This is because I can't cook." I said, "My favorite stuff to go to, jelly beans." Amen. And his sister Phyllis just treated her pastor so good tonight, and I appreciate that, her being so so kind. I loved it the other night when she got over in that corner and tore it up.
Yes.
Did any of you see that? You got to be an observer. If you don't look, you can't see these things, but they happen all around you. Amen? Amen. Well, I wish I knew what I was doing. I really haven't done anything all week, and I don't know what to do. I just believe that the Holy Ghost is going to help us tonight. There's a lot of people here who need Him to continue the good work. So I'm going to exhort a little bit, not preach, just exhort a little bit to you who are right on the verge of a breakthrough.
Come on, preacher.
And not been successful in finding the place to make that launch from. It'll come from your faith, that's for sure. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. You must believe what you're praying for. Amen. He will fall on you. He will fall on you, but it is to bring you into a partnership with Him. The Holy Ghost works in partnerships. Did you know that?
All right. All right.
He wants to bring you into a partnership with Him. He has a work to do, but He must work through you. Amen. Everything that He does in the kingdom of God, He does through men and women. He said He would pour out His Spirit upon old men and young men and old. The old will get it along with the young. And this last day pouring out, it is for the old and the young alike.
Amen.
It's for children and children's children. There is no limitation of what God will do in this latter reign. We've had the former reign. Brother Dexter can give you the history of the former reign. He was there back in the 30s and the 40s when they... You had a different kind of church.
Yeah.
It was a different kind of church because people had faith. You preach, they had faith. They would pray for people to get saved. They get saved. It's faith. Faith, 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 faith. You couldn't move God. You would have enough faith that if you prayed, He'd hear you.
Yeah.
Then you'd have enough faith that if you fasted and you said to God, "I will not touch a bite of food nor drink a drop of water until you do this," those men had faith and courage to do it. The doctor would disagree. He said, you'll be dehydrated by the time you get that far. It's not so.
No.
Not when you fast and God is in it.
No.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
You fast and God's in it. There's a difference. You fast just to lose weight. probably will get dehydrated. But if you fast to tell God, I've got faith that if I do this, you'll do that.
Yeah.
You don't bargain with God, but God will honor your faith. Can somebody say amen?
Yeah.
That's the reason why we keep telling you, ask, then believe what you're asking for. Don't ask general terms, ask specific terms. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him you've come to get the promise of the Father. It's already been prayed through. It's already approved. He's already in this world, and he's been in this church for 2 weeks. Amen? Proving to you, you can have it for the asking.
Amen.
Well, let me read the Word of God. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Three verses, 133rd Psalm, they speak of unity. Unity. It's one of those great words, beautiful words, that bring a church to understanding that it is not anything other than one body being of many members brought together by one spirit. One body, many members, one spirit. Amen. Got it? Can you say amen?
Amen.
One body, that's the Church of Jesus Christ. Many members, that's around the whole world. One Spirit, the Holy Ghost, encompassing the globe, working to bring forth the body of Christ. At the end, it being called the fullness of the Gentiles. Amen. That means that he is working to bring in that last one, and when he brings in the last Gentile, God will take away the church, and he will go back to working with the Jews. How important is it for you and I to understand the purpose of unity in this last days? It's not about you, and it's not about me. It's about the body of Christ. If I'm not up front, that really doesn't matter to the functioning of the body. You see, we have been too long disengaged from the ability to understand partnership in the body of Christ. There's many members, but there's one body. Paul begins when he said, if I'm not a hand, am I not of the body? And you know, he went through the anatomy and said, now if I'm not this, am I not part of the body? And he said, no, my brethren, even the most uncomely part of the body receives glory simply because it's in the body. Amen. I don't go around with my tongue stuck out all the time. It is the part of my body, but I don't think it very comely. In fact, you probably get to be called a smart aleck if you go around with your tongue out all the time. But I wouldn't want to try to get along without my tongue. In fact, There have been a few times I've apologized very sincerely to it when it got in my way and I've come down with a molder and bit it. And all of a sudden I said, you may not be seen much in my life, but you certainly have keen feelings, don't you? There's many parts of our body that we don't show. They're very, very necessary for us to have them. They're part of the body, but they're uncomely. The face is the whole mirror of the soul. Amen.
All right.
By the face, you can look at it and just about read what's going on inside. As a pastor, I've looked at the door and seen folks come in and said, oh boy, they've had a bad day. It showed in their face. I've watched people greet one another in church and said, oh boy, we got a little problem there. That's just all put on. Ain't a bit of love in that. That's just all put on. You're going through the motions, but you ain't got it. You see, the importance of unity is that it involves all of us. We cannot be united without all of us. Unity declares that we must have all of us. Amen. If you think that's not true, then try to do something without all of you. Look at Brother Gerald, as big as he is. I've seen him pick up pulpits and act like he's going to throw them. I looked over tonight and he come in with his knee on a scooter. Now, that's not what Brother Gerald wants out of life. He don't want a scooter. But until he gets along better with his foot, he's going to have to do what that foot demands. Now that foot controls a 6'5" guy, five, right? 6 foot something anyway, bigger than I am. And it controls him. Why? Because it is part of his body. And right now it is the important part that it be healed. And every part of his body is reaching out for the healing of one member. Are you going to help me here, Dryden Road? You see, that's why there is a lack of the moving of the Holy Ghost. That's why we have a sporadic movements and we call it revival. It's because we fall out with one another. Unity disappears and he gets vexed and he gets grieved and he doesn't work. Part of the chastening of a church is the lack of his cooperation. I would rather the Lord scream at me than not talk to me. I would rather he beat me and know that I am at least in his attention. Oh, you're not hearing me. Than to scoot around and have my own way and have a stinking attitude, an unfriendly personality, and grieve the Spirit of God to where we don't have revival. And we know why we don't have revival is because we don't have unity. I'd like to have a lasting revival. I'd like for this to last a year or more. I would like for God to start a work and it just continue. Just continue to flow. Continue to touch. Continue to heal. But the moment, and you look at tonight's service, what's different between tonight and last night? We come in, we're not here together as one. We're just here because things are happening. But the purpose would have been that we would have understood that along with unity comes a support of every one of us pulling for every other one of us. That today you just didn't pray for yourself, But that you prayed that the Holy Ghost would edify the body of Christ. That he would come to build us up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Are you going to help me tonight? I'm not preaching long. I've already told you I'm not. I'm just going to tell you a few things and you need to listen to me. Now, if you're going to have the moving of the Spirit, if you want fragrance and you want freshness and you want fullness of a spiritual revival, if you want the sweet fragrance of the Holy Ghost, if you want the freshness of the Holy Ghost, if you want the fullness of the Holy Ghost, you've got to have unity. It's worth, like Eric did, get up here and say, I'm sorry. Clean the board. Clean the board. Like Brother Bob done the other night. Got up and said, I felt like I was unwanted. Until that little cheek girl come and gave him a couple of kisses. And if I'd known that that would have helped him, I'd have paid her to do it. And if she's got that kind of hugs and kisses, I'm going to pay her anyway. I said, pick them out, baby, and start smooching. You're helping folks out. Unity.
Come on, Brother Bennett.
Seeing somebody down and not doing anything about it is selfish. You dancing around all over the church and you see somebody who is down so low they can't even see the bottom, and you keep on dancing while they're grieving, you're not in the body. You're in your own little world. Come on back to unity. Come on back to the burden that we need for one another. Come on back to where the Holy Ghost can anoint us like this precious ointment that was poured upon Aaron. It doesn't say it was Aaron. It just simply said even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. It means once it was poured out, it covered him up. How many understands what it means to be covered up? Covered up. That's what it means. Unity brings a covering. Unity puts a fog in there, like Brother Joy was preaching to us. He said, that service. I keep looking for that service where that Holy Ghost comes down in that Shekinah glory and covers us all. When Israel dwelt in their places in the wilderness, when each abode in their own tribe, under their own flag, at the point of God's appointed place for them, there was no lack of covering. The cloud came by day, and the column of fire by night. And day and night they had the sign of God's approval. You just step out of your tent, open the flap, and there was God. Nobody wondered, where is God? Manna in the morning, served by God. Water out of the rock, served by God. Longevity of strength, served by God. Shoes didn't wear out. Clothes didn't wear out. There was such unity among them. Sure, there was that mixed multitude, but that other group all died that were grumblers, murmurers, complainers. God buried them. God will not tolerate murmuring, complaining. It's a breakdown of unity. You say, well, Brother Benny, if you had to listen to you preach, you'd murmur too. But pray for me then. Pray for me then. There was a day when you loved my preaching. There was a day when you thought I could preach. There was a day when you thought I could pastor. Don't break the unity. The unity says, you need me. Like I need you.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
How good. How good. How pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The Holy Ghost wrote that. How many know the Bible is written by holy men of old as they were moved by the Holy Ghost? Then the Holy Ghost wrote that. Listen to him again, and as I read it to you. Behold, he said, look how good, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. God will add to a church that is unified. God will bring babies in. And that's the thing I've loved about this revival. I've loved it simply because we have got to babysit. We got Brother Jeff, and he come in. He didn't know just for sure if the Holy Ghost was for him, what it would do to him. And the Lord let Millie sit right next to him and get covered up two times as I watched from the pulpit. Hit her. She said, did it hurt my feelings? No, I said, that's good, Holy Ghost. That's good. Because Jeff's going to believe that more than he'd believe if I jumped up and down up here. He believes in his sister. He's got confidence in his sister. So who needs to have the Holy Ghost to fall on her to say to Jeff, follow me, little brother? I'll lead you right smack dab into Jesus' arms. That's unity. If the pastor's not needed, it's still a united effort. If there's no preaching like there hasn't been this week, it's still a united effort. When I see you come up here and pray one for another, amen, and not pick out who you're going to pray for, but want to pray for everybody, then I can see that there's a beginning of the influence of unity again. We've been here a long time, well over 50 years. We have been here. Every once in a while, you've got to stop and put things back together. Don't let that bitterness get in your life. Don't let that disrespect for anyone stay in your life. If they're less than you are, you are not much yourself. I mean, who are we to look down on anybody? I got saved out of sin. I was a sinner when I got saved. I don't boast about my sinful life. I don't want to even talk about it. But that's where God got me. He didn't get me out of a Sunday school class. He didn't get me out of a preacher's home. He got me out of sin. He washed me. He sanctified me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. He called me to preach. He made me a pastor. That, my friend, is what God wants to do to us. Remember where you were when God found you. Amen. I got Brother Danny straight off of Street of Franklin. I have hammered Franklin every time I see it pop up on him. I have hammered it. Got Mitchell right off of Valley. I have hammered Valley. Yeah. I got Rodney out of Virginia and Jeff out of Virginia. I have hammered Virginia every time I've seen it pop up in their lives. Because that is what God expects us to do, is to edify one another. No, there's some great people in Franklin. There's some great people in Valley. But there are some things that when you try to bring Valley and Virginia and Franklin into church, it's a no-no. No, no.
Come on, Pastor.
That attitude don't belong to church people. It absolutely don't belong in the house of God.
Come on, Brother Benny.
Stand in the pulpit and talk about your past life. Come on. How does that edify the body of Christ? Talk about how many people you've whipped and how many you've run down and how many you're... Where does that fit in with amazing grace? What we need is to understand lifting Jesus up is a unified effort. If I be lifted up, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw. Why aren't men coming to our altars? Why aren't men successfully praying through? I can tell you, we don't have him up high enough. We don't lift him up high enough. We've got to start again with a unified effort. Sing those hymns. Sing those hymns. Sing them like they're truth. Sing them like you love them. Sing them like you mean them. Amen. Then when you testify, don't testify about you. Testify about him. Begin with the scripture and preach Jesus.
Oh, yes. Amen.
There I go. You see, you get me up here and get me stirred, and there I go.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
Right back out there again.
Hallelujah.
Trying to get this church back. We have lost a ton of people. Amen. We just lost the Burgers, not because of a church split. We have not lost people from a church split since I have been here as pastor. That's 30-some years without a church split.
Come on, Pastor. You're right. You're right. Come on, man. You're right.
We have had a move. Amen. But we have not divided. We've had a move to find work, and that's what you got to do sometimes. But we're not divided. So why let the devil come in with this little sly stuff of saying, you know, I don't want to be around them. Where are you going to go to heaven at? Is there a heaven where you can pick out who you're going to go with? Let's be reasonable about this. Are you going to go to heaven with God's children? Are you? Then you might as well get used to them here. The unity of here has got to go there. Oh, hallelujah, I feel the Holy Ghost on that one. You can't have one without the other. Heaven is unity. Heaven is unity. There is no discord there. Nothing that defiles. There's no eyes, no great big eyes, no little U's. Heaven is heaven. Heaven is where everybody's somebody. Where everybody's an overcomer. Where everybody's a child of God. And I tell you that what heaven is, up there, earth are to have the same kind of unity right here.
Amen.
Want to go to God's heaven? Going to go with people you live with right here. You going to wait till you get up there to say, I'm sorry? You know what God's going to say? You sure are sorry. Too sorry for my place. Too sorry for heaven. I don't want to be a sorry person. What else does it mean when he said, and when you've done that which has been commanded you, count yourself as an unprofitable servant.
Come on.
When I'm doing everything that he commands me to do, he said, count yourself as an unprofitable servant. Because love goes beyond commandments. Amen. Amen.
Come on, Brother Benny.
Amen.
Love don't come, man.
Why, girls? Above one another. Talking, fighting, and about one another. Come on now, look at your spouse. Not too long. It is the well-being of the church.
Not too long. Got that. Looked like you've told me that before. So, this altar's open. This altar's open. This altar's open. If you can't do anything else tonight, come. You may want to slide in beside that person, and you may want to put your arm around them and say, I don't want to tell everybody in front of everybody, but I want you to know